We're getting a fence. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last night, the otherwise immigrant-friendly Senate voted by a pretty emphatic 83-16 in favor of a 370-mile triple-layered fence along the Mexican border. Even Democrats like Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer supported it, which means we're getting a fence. The Mexican work ethic is about to become our latest controlled substance. There's no official design yet for the fence, but you can find at least one unofficial design at a website called WeNeedAFence.com. It shows a 50-yard-wide no-man's land barricaded by coiled razor wire, anti-vehicle ditches, and a reinforced barbed wire-topped metal barrier 15 feet high, with a paved patrol road monitored by cameras and buried motion detectors, and, of course, the hellish desert beyond. I figure the first fence screens out the fruit pickers, the ditch gets the gardeners, and the 15-foot barrier stops the roofers. Never mind keeping cheap labor out. That's enough to keep New Orleans dry. But just the same, critics like Colorado Republican Tom Tancredo say the Senate bill is still an amnesty bill because despite the fence, illegals would get a chance to become legal.
What are these people demanding? They're demanding rights that other people have, and they demand that they just be given to them? When other people had to work for them, they're just saying, just give them to us because we're here?
Well, not exactly. They'll be saying, give them to us because we got past the mother of all fences. Who deserves citizenship more? Someone who was born here and would never dream of picking fruit, or someone who could pick fruit and join the Green Berets? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.